Consecutive Saturday, we say good afternoon from deep in the heart of Nebraska. We are in Lincoln, Nebraska for today's doubleheader action between the Dort College Defenders and the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the Snyder Arena at the Weary Center on the campus of Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln. The Dort College Defenders come into today's women's contest with a 3-9 conference mark, 8-12 overall, while Nebraska Wesleyan is 5-12 overall, 2-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. One of those two wins, though, a win by Nebraska Wesleyan over Dort College in Sioux Center. So Dort College will be looking to even score this afternoon as they face this Prairie Wolf team. We're about 7 or 8 minutes away from the start of this afternoon's contest, and first things first, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma about today's contest. And the first item of business we covered was the fact that the Dort College Defenders have been playing a lot of close games as of late, it seems, and we're on the bottom side of a 77-74 decision to Mount Marty this past Wednesday, and they set to get ready to play Nebraska Wesleyan today.
We had a pretty good second half in terms of offense and execution, did a good job taking care of the ball, but didn't get enough stops, and you know, to give up 77 points for us, that's a little too much. And yeah, we did have our chances. We got it tied, and I thought we worked really hard and played probably one of our better games. But give credit to Mount Marty. You know, they made more than half of their three-point shots, and you know, that was enough to beat us by three.
Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that got you back in Sioux Center back in December, and Shea Rasmussen, the big reason for that.
Yeah, she's an outstanding senior guard, and you know, she had 25 on Wednesday night against Briarcliff at Briarcliff. She's very, very proven scorer, can shoot the three. She's very, very quick, excellent going to her right. And so, you know, there's some things hopefully that we could learn in practice and on film that can help us in trying to slow her down a little bit.
What do you like in terms of matchups when you look at this game?
You know, we've been able to score quite well inside over the last probably month or so since our Christmas break, and we hope to continue that today. Also, you know, we just hope that we can get up and down the floor a little bit. I think I like our bench. You know, depth has probably been really coming around, and hopefully we can utilize that today as well.
Caravan Dyke and Jamie Cook, good nights offensively, and for Jamie it wasn't just the points, but she had six assists. Are you finding that you've got to run the offense a little more through her and have her be a de facto point guard once you get into the half-court set?
Yeah, we really do like to try to run through Jamie, and you know, it's not that she has to touch it, but good things happen when she does touch it. And, you know, two, it means that if she touches it, that we've had a post touch, and that's important in trying to reverse the ball and attack inside. And so, you know, we'll look for more of that. Kara and Jamie have really developed a good chemistry together on the floor, and they like playing together. You know, and as their minutes have increased, our offensive efficiency has also increased. And so, you know, they're sophomores yet, but they play a lot of basketball, and they really kind of are understanding what needs to be done in the post area.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about today's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. Nebraska Wesleyan is scoring 59.9 points per game. They allow 71.9 points per outing. They're getting out rebounded 34.2 to 37.9. They make 39.1% of their field goal attempts. Opponents are making 44.4% of the shots they take from the floor. Wesleyan has lost five games in a row. They haven't won since beating Caltech on December 30th by a 91-16 margin. Wesleyan's wins in the conference have come over Midland and the Defenders on December 17th and 10th, respectively. Wesleyan's led by Shea Rasmussen. As you heard Coach Craig Steensman say, she is awfully good going to her right. She averages 16.8 points per game, makes 38.4% of her three-point shots. Mallory Shanahan converts 12.1 points per game and makes 45.8% of her three-point shots. She takes in a team-high 6.5 rebounds per game. Carolina Elves is good for 7.2 points per game, and Queen Ohamara is scoring 5.3 points per contest. The Defender women have won two out of the last three. They have wins over Dakota State and Midland in that stretch. Mount Marty snapped the two-game losing streak with a, I should say, two-game winning streak with a three-point win over the Defenders on Wednesday. We already talked about that. Dort College is getting outscored 62 to 63.2. They out-rebound teams 36.8 to 34.8. North College has made 40.3% of their field goal attempts. They've allowed teams to make 39.7% of the shots they take. Dort's turnover margin has them committing 23, while foes commit 20.5. Kara Van Dyke leads the defenders in scoring, 11.1 points per game. She also grabs 6.7 rebounds per contest. Brianna Spronk dumps in 9.8 points per game and grabs 6 rebounds. Jamie Cook has her average up to 7.6 points per game, and she is making 44.9% of her field goals. Elise Marish and Kayla Gasing score 7 and 6.9 points per game, respectively. Van Dyke leads the team with a 52.4 shooting percentage. Cook tops the team with 45 assists, that is. And Jessica Jelsma has handed out 42 assists. The Dort women lead this series 10-7, but have lost the last two meetings. The two teams played on December 10th. Wesleyan won 63-60 behind 32 points from Rasmussen. Dort College was topped by Van Dyke and Spronk with 17 and 13, respectively. Last year's game won to Wesleyan here in Lincoln, 60-59. Julia DeKukuk had 14, Jamie Cook 11. Wesleyan was topped by Sadie Strubing with 19 points and 12 rebounds. Mallory Shanahan had 16 points, 13 rebounds, and 4 assists. Wesleyan is coming off a loss to Briarcliff, 96-67 in Sioux City. Wesleyan trailed Briarcliff 35-33 at halftime, and then Briarcliff erupted for 61 points in the second half. Shea Rasmussen was 8 of 18 from the floor for 25 points. Dort College lost to Mount Marty 77-74. Kara Van Dyke had 21 points. Jamie Cook had 15. She also dished out those 6 assists. The two were combined 15 of 24 from the floor. Dort was out rebounded 38-26. They forced 17 turnovers and committed 15. So Dort College, a trade-off on Wednesday night, cut down on their turnovers, but were out rebounded noticeably on the offensive glass by Mount Marty. We'll get to our starting lineups in just a moment. We've got our national anthem coming up here shortly, so we will hang loose until then. Tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Also made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here is our national anthem. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here then is your starting lineup for the Dort College defenders. First of all, they will start Kayla Gasink, a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 6.9 points per contest. Kayla Brookice is a 5'5 sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 4.6 points per game. Danelle Bowen wears number 15. She's a 5'8 sophomore from Sibley, Iowa, averaging 6 points per contest. Kara Van Dyke, 6'2. She's a sophomore from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11.1 points per game. Jamie Cook averages 7.6 points per game. She's a 6'1 sophomore from Randolph, Wisconsin. For Nebraska Wesleyan and Coach Eric Jensen, he'll start number 4, Shea Rasmussen, a 5'6 senior from Longmont, Colorado, averaging 16.8 points per game. Janelle Bale is a 5'3 junior from Littleton, Colorado, averaging 4.4 points per game. Mallory Shanahan's a 6-foot junior from Wahoo, Nebraska, averaging 12.1 points per contest. Melissa Bennett's a 5'11 junior from Avondale, Arizona, averaging 4.1 points per game. And number 40 is Carolyn Elvis, a 6-foot junior from Belo Horizonte, Brazil, by way of Western Nebraska Community College. She is averaging 7.2 points per contest. Dort College in their home, Nebraska Wesleyan in their home white jerseys, black numbers trimmed out in gold, while the Dort College defenders in their black jerseys for the road game, gold numbers and lettering trimmed out in white. The first of two consecutive road games for the defenders. They'll be on the road to Sioux City on Wednesday night of this week. They'll be facing the Morningside Mustangs. Our officials for today's contest will be Bob Morrison, Rhonda Rhodes, and Dave Bryant. Dort College will be moving from left to right as we start this afternoon's contest, and we are underway. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College defenders and Kayla Brookice. Brookice gets it away to Bone. Bone with a basketball on the right wing. Danelle Bone with it on the right side. Still has her dribble. Drops it high post for Cook. Cook lob pass over the top. High low. Kick out Van Dyke. Gets it back over to Gasing. Now they try to go back down low, and Brookice turns it over. It's taken away by Bennett. Bennett with a basketball as Brookice tried to force it inside to Kara Van Dyke, and Bennett was able to tap it away. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball, Shanahan on the far right side. Shanahan looking for the cutter, puts it on the floor, crosses over, nothing there. Ball's on the floor now, Van Dyke down after it with her. Picked up by Nebraska Wesleyan, coming out front, Elvis. Elvis drives left hand with the layup, it's good. Carolina Elvis with the two-point basket, and Nebraska Wesleyan has taken a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score, Dort College into the front court. Brookice gives it back over to Bone. Bone will set the offense. Comes out to Van Dyke. She pops out beyond the three-point line to get the pass out front. Now they give it to Gasing. Uses up her dribble. Passes right side. Cook. Cook over to Bone. Bone with it on the right wing. Swing it reversal over to Brookice. She'll let fly with a three from the wing and hit it. Kayla Brookice with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders own a one-point lead, 18-40 remaining, first half. Pass goes down low to Elvis. Elvis with it, crosses over, puts it high off the glass, no good. Boxed out by Cook, rebound cleared out by Van Dyke. As Cook cleared out the post player to make sure Van Dyke could get it. Gasink into the lane, dumps it to the cutter, Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup good, the assist of Gasink. The basket to Kara Van Dyke. And the Dort College defenders lead at 5-2. 5-2 our score. Wesleyan over the basketball. Just about 2 minutes gone in this one. Out front is Rasmussen. She's guarded by Brookice. Rasmussen off of the dribble. Jammed on the ball screen by Cook. Now they get it back over to Elvis. Elvis shot in the lane. No good. Rebound controlled by Van Dyke. Another rebound for Van Dyke. And the Dort College defenders will give it off to Brookice. Brookice into the front court, Cook. Cook left wing, right on the Snyder Arena script on the far sideline. Gets it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic, count the hoop. She's fouled on the play. And the foul's going to go on Melissa Bennett. Bennett commits the personal, her first. And Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 7-2, Dort College out of the gate quickly in this one. First free throw by Van Dyke is up and good. So Kara Van Dyke, the only free throw as she completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College leads 8-2. Van Dyke with 5 early points. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Driving left hand with it is Shanahan down to the block, and she is tripped up on the play by Van Dyke, and appeared to me she tripped her of her own feet, but Van Dyke closest in the vicinity. She's going to get called for the personal foul. Van Dyke will get called for the personal foul. Coach Craig Steensma saw the same thing that I did. He's voicing his opinion to Dave Bryant on the near side. Ball's thrown into the backcourt. Nebraska Wesleyan will come and get it. With the basketball is Bale. Bale Right side, Rasmussen. Rasmussen lit Dort College up for 32 the last time these two teams met. Fight for the basketball on the missed shot by Rasmussen. Controlled by Dort College. Gasek off and running. Ahead to Cook. Cook, one player to beat. Takes it up against Elvis, and she's fouled on the play. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And that's foul number one on Carolina Elvis. Elvis whistled for the personal foul. Dort College with a chance to extend the lead. So Dort College coming out quickly in this one. The winner takes a step towards securing a spot in the postseason playoffs, and it seems a little odd that we're talking about that already, but after today, only seven games remaining in the regular season. Cook makes the first one, misses the second. Dort College leads 9-2. 17-17 left to play in the first half. Wesleyan with the basketball. We'll keep you updated on some of the other scores happening in the G-Pack today as well. Pass right side, Bennett. Bennett down to the baseline, cut off by Gasek. Pull-up shot, no good. Rebound, Gasek. Outlet pass over to Brookhouse. Here come the defenders. They don't have the numbers. Press the issue anyhow. Here's Van Dyke down on the block. Reversal over to Cook. Cook to a wide-open Gasek. Ball fake. Drives into lane. Double clutches. Shot is good for Kayla Gasek. Gasek with the two-point basket. The defenders are out to a nine-point lead. Rasmussen with it on the left wing. Rasmussen looking for the ball screen. Instead, they lob it down low to Ohamara. Ohamara's shot no good in the lane. Rebound taken away by Cook. Dort College pressing the issue again. Pass into the front court. Gasek stops on the right wing, 15 feet out. Kicks it over to Brookhouse instead. Brookhouse left side, Bone. Bone with the basketball into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke looking cross court, finds Brookhouse. She steps into an 18-footer. Her shot no good. Rebound taken by Van Dyke, but a push-off called on Kara Van Dyke. And for Kara Van Dyke, saw that one coming on the weak side as she got the hands in the middle of the back of the Nebraska Wesleyan player. And she gets called for her second personal foul. Nebraska Wesleyan seen enough for right now. They want a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. 16:21 left to go in the first half. Dort College 11, Nebraska Wesleyan 2. Back with more after this. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball poked out of bounds by Brookhouse. Wesleyan will inbound it again, this time on the far sideline. Trailing 11-2 are the Prairie Wolves. Pass comes out front, Bennett. Bennett with the basketball in between the circles. She goes right side over to Bale. Bale with the ball, Ohamara. Ohamara gives it left side over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen looking for the return pass. Doesn't come from the post player. Now they try to feed it down low to Ohamara. And with 2 seconds on the shot clock, the ball is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. So Wesleyan will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop out on the three-point ring on the baseline. 2 seconds remaining in this shot clock. Pass comes out front, Bale. She lets fly with a three, misses everything, no good. And shot clock violation. Not many offensive plays to run from that spot on the floor. Normally when you do those baseline out of bounds, much closer to the lane. That time, Nebraska Wesleyan just simply found a guard about 25 feet from the hoop, passed it into her, and she hoisted it up, missed everything. Dort College basketball after the shot clock violation. Pass left side over to Brookhouse. Brookhouse, ball fake, now goes inside to Cook. Cook, spin in the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Gasek. Gasek to Spronk. Spronk wheels into the lane with the left hand. Nothing there. Brookhouse. Brookhouse spin move into the lane herself. Fires it off the glass. Doesn't draw iron. Rebound corralled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Quickly up the floor. Bale. Bale gives it left side Shanahan. Shanahan steps into a three and hit it. Mallory Shanahan with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail a lead 11-5. Beg your pardon. Dort College up a half a dozen. Pass goes in front. Spronk. Spronk double team. Slices through. Lays it up the right hand. Good. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket. Dort College leads this one 13-5. 14:50 left to play in the first half. Ohamara gets it on the post. Ball passed out front. Intended for Rasmussen, tipped into the backcourt by Brookhouse. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan. Rasmussen had to go chase it. She takes it across half court. 10 seconds on the shot clock. She'll drive right hand. Driving all the way to the hoop. Lays it up. No good. Missed it. Rebound Ohamara. Ohamara fires it off the glass. No good. But a foul on the play called on the defenders. I believe that goes on Jamie Cook on the putback. Jamie Cook whistled for her first personal. Team foul number 3 already on the defenders. 14:26 remaining in the first half. Ohamara, 46% free throw shooter. First one off the mark, no good. Spencer and Marish are in the ballgame for the defenders, along with Jessica Jelsma. Nebraska Wesleyan countering with Peyton Everett, Alex Wilson, Ohamara, and I believe staying on the floor is Mallory Shanahan, and Shanahan grabs an offensive rebound off of the missed free throw, and Nebraska Wesleyan has a fresh 30 to work with, trailing 13-5, and stepping on the end line out of bounds is Peyton Everett. Everett went down to the baseline, pivoted out of a trap, but got called for being on the line, and Nebraska Wesleyan is on defense. Bailey Spencer with the left wing comes over to Brookeis. Brookeis pass deflected, picked up by Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma pass goes down low, tipped. Mallory Shanahan comes up with it. Shanahan gives it off to Wilson. Wilson with the basketball. Wilson comes back to Everett. Everett on the left elbow. Comes into the corner to Wilson. Wilson's shot is high off of the backboard and goes out of bounds. Last touched by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be North College basketball. Defenders have it. Ball ended up actually going through the cylinder, but not before it came to rest almost on top of the backboard. Got called for being out of bounds. North College basketball leading 8. Jelsma posting up. Back over to Spencer. Spencer left side Brookeis. Brookeis comes back over to Jelsma. She'll put up a jumper and hits the three. Jessica Jelsma with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 16-5. Early lead for the defenders. We're about 7 minutes into this one. Wesleyan, Everett. Everett on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Ohamara. Ohamara might have traveled with it. Goes instead into the corner to Bale. Turn around. Ohamara shot no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders, but Spencer throws it away. Taken back by Bale. Bale gives it to Shanahan. Shanahan driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called on Bailey Spencer. Bailey Spencer gets called for the blocking foul. It will be Nebraska Wesleyan shooting two in the form of Mallory Shanahan. Shanahan's first free throw is up and through. She's got another one coming. 16-6, Dort College by 10. A second free throw on the way for Shanahan. Shanahan's second free throw is good. She's an 88% free throw shooter, 39 for 44 now this season. And Dort College leads 16-7. Jelsma passes left side Spronk. Spronk lob pass down low. Marish. Marish can't handle the pass. Loose ball taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan and Wilson. Wilson with the basketball. She passes left side to Everett. Everett down to the block. Nothing there. And Marish picks it off. Now taken back by Wesleyan. No. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Spronk. She'll cover it up. Set it up. Gives it away to Brookeis. Left side Spencer. Spencer, Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jessica Jelsma on the left wing. Comes back out front. Brookeis. She steps into a three. Too strong. No good. Rebound tipped. Controlled by Jelsma. No. It's down on the ground in the paint. And we got a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be Wolves basketball. Gaysink is in. Brookeis is out. Also checking in is Shea Rasmussen. Rasmussen will check in. Cook is in. Spronk is out. On the floor for the defenders right now, it'll be Marish, Cook, Gaysink, Spencer, and Jelsma. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Pass to Rasmussen in the backcourt. Shea Rasmussen brings it up against Gaysink. Rasmussen driving with the left hand, spins, kicks it back out. Free throw line jumper in and out, no good for Nebraska Wesleyan and Mallory Shanahan. And the defenders are headed back the other way. Gaysink into the corner. Spencer. Spencer with the ball. Comes back over to Cook. Cook with it. Cook goes into lane Marish. Marish steps through and she's called for traveling. Not sure she did that time. Thought she came down, established her pivot foot. Tried to step through the trap with a dribble. But she gets called for steps. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball back. Rasmussen with the ball. Dort College leading by 9, 16-7. Rasmussen guarded out front by Gaysink. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Pass to Shanahan at the point. Backdoor cut. Rasmussen off the glass. No good. Rebound, though, cleared out and put back up and down for Nebraska Wesleyan and Elvis. 16-9, Dort College by 7. Jelsma Jelsma out front, guarded by Rasmussen. 1-2-2 zone applied here by Nebraska Wesleyan. So Wesleyan settling into his own defense. Gaysink left side, it comes Spencer. Swing pass comes to Cook. Cook in the soft spot in the lane. Kicks it out right side, Jelsma. Jelsma knocks down the 12-footer, and the Dort College defenders lead 18-9. 18-9, Dort College up by 9. Ball tipped and stolen. Gaysink should get credit for that steal. Jelsma comes away with a loose ball. Kick into the corner. Cook, three, got it. Three-point basket for Jamie Cook. She's got 4 points, and the defenders lead 21-9, their biggest lead of the ballgame at 12. Nebraska Wesleyan Elvis. Elvis guarded there by Spencer. She's playing in place of Kara Van Dyke, who has two personal fouls. Now the ball thrown into the backcourt, and Rasmussen goes into the backcourt to get it. And over in back violation, it will be Dort College basketball. So Kara Van Dyke now checking back into the game. Bailey Spencer will check out. Dort College leading 21-9, 10:23 left to go in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gaysink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Elise Marish gets the pass down low, muscles it up and down, and Dort College has a 14-point lead. Marish is the seventh player to score for the defenders. We're halfway through the first half, 23-9, Dort College. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball, floater in the lane, put up and down by Melissa Bennett. Left side of the lane, she gets the short jumper to go. Her first points of the day, and the Dort College defenders still own a 12-point lead at 23-11. Marish in the lane, her short shot, little half hook is good. And Elise Marish answering the bucket with a bucket of her own in the lane. Dort College leads 25-11. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball comes over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen on the left wing. Rasmussen to Bennett. Bennett with the ball. Bennett gives it up Elvis. Elvis takes it in against Van Dyke. Now kicks it back out. Now gets the return pass on the block. Van Dyke plays it straight up. Shot no good. Weak side rebound though. Bennett. And Bennett is fouled on the play. Foul's going to be called on Jessica Jelsma, I believe. At least that's what Dort College is going to lobby for. And Jessica Jelsma picks up the personal. That's foul number one. Jelsma taking one that time with Kara Van Dyke in the vicinity. 25-11, Dort College. Up by 14. Free throw by Bennett is good. Bennett is a 56% free throw shooter. You take away Rasmussen and Shanahan, the free throw shooting not good for Nebraska Wesleyan. Got a lot of players in the 40s and 50s. Bennett, though, makes both of those. Makes it a 25-13 ball game, Dort College by a dozen. Left side pass, Cook. She steps into a three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Elvis. Elvis with the basketball. Pass into the front court, Bennett. Bennett, shot is good. Bennett with a two-point basket. She's got six, and it's a 10-point lead for the defenders, 25-15. Jelsma, left side, Cook. Cook, Marish. Marish, another jumper. This one's from 12, left baseline, good. Elise Marish in a bit of a shooting slump here in post-Christmas. Comes through, knocking that one down. I believe she's 3-for-3 on field goals here in this half. Rasmussen gets it on the right baseline, drives around Gaysink and gets called for the steps. I beg your pardon, Gaysink gets called for the foul. So Gaysink whistled for her first personal. Elvis will check out of the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. Shea Rasmussen to throw the ball in for the Wolves. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes out front. Bale. Bale with the basketball. Bale gives. Back to Rasmussen. Rasmussen in the lane. Cut off by Gaysink. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped, and it's controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma over the top. Baseball pass. Cook. One player to beat. Lays it up with the right hand. Cook. Jamie Cook with 6 points, and the Dort College defenders have the lead at 29-15. So Dort College on defense, leading by 14. Lob pass over the top. Shot is up and no good, but we've got an over-the-back foul called on Nebraska Wesleyan on the offensive rebound attempt. That was a missed shot by Bennett. Dort College with a 14-point lead will look to expand it. Sprock is in for Van Dyke. Brookhouse is in for Jelsma. 7:55 left to go in the half. Mallory Shanahan will check into the ballgame for Nebraska Wesleyan as well, checking out is Brooke Potberg. Dort College with it, left side. Spronk gives to Gason. Gason got to the baseline, double team, tries to pass it away, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan, it'll be Dort College basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop, Gason will toss it in. So Gason looking inside. Gets it in over the top, Brookice, Cook. Cook at the free throw line, comes back over to Gason. Gason short arms the shot, no good. Tap out by Spronk. Rebound taken by Gason. She goes into lane and gets fouled on the reach in by number 24, Melissa Bennett, I believe. Bennett whistled for her second personal. It's team foul number 4 on Nebraska Wesleyan, according to my count. Checking the scoreboard, looks like we're in agreement with the scorekeeper this afternoon. Left side pass, Brookice. Brookice, Spronk. Nord College, a fresh 30 to work with because of the foul call. Bone gives it up, Spronk. Spronk in traffic. Her hard drive to the basket is rewarded with a basket. Brianna Spronk with 4 points, and the defenders up 31-15. A 16-point advantage for Dort College, and Nebraska Wesleyan answering back with a 2-point basket. That's Mallory Shanahan. Shanahan with 7, and the Dort College lead is 14, 31-17. High post pass comes over to Cook. Cook driving in with a right hand layup. Good. Jamie Cook with 8 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 33-17. 6:40 and counting, first half. Wesleyan with the basketball, Shanahan. Shanahan gives it up out front to Bennett. Bennett goes right side, Bale. Bale goes down low, Rasmussen, double dribble. She used up a dribble trying to get into the lane and picked it up and then simply came back with another dribble and gets called for the double dribble. North College gets it back on the turnover. They'll have it with an opportunity to build on a 16-point advantage. They lead 33-17. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders, I thought they were shooting it well in the first half. They are. Statistically, looks like they are 14 for 19 from the floor here in the first half. Limited their turnovers to 5 thus far. They've out-rebounded Nebraska Wesleyan as well, 11 to 9. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull-Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Nebraska Wesleyan has used 2 timeouts here in the first half. They use one trailing here by 16. Sprong gives to Gasink left wing. Gasink explodes to the right, left elbow, unable to get it into the lane. Now gives it off Sprong, and Sprong goes hard baseline. She's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Brianna Sprong, 4 points already today. 73% free throw shooter. She'll step to the charity stripe, trying to give Dort College their biggest lead of the ballgame. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Sprong. Sprong, 59 for 81 this season on free throws. She has shot the most free throws of any Dort College player this season. And she makes both free throws. Dort College leads 35-17. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. 6:10 remaining in the half. Left side pass, Potberg. Potberg with it. And Potberg is called for traveling. Tough first half for the Prairie Wolves. Frustration starting to come out for Eric Jensen on the bench. Fourth year head coach for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's used 2 timeouts up already. Really wouldn't like to use his third, but he may end up doing that here if Nebraska Wesleyan doesn't stop the Dort College run. Pass goes left side over to Spencer. Spencer gives it up Brookice. Brookice with the basketball on the left wing. Well beyond the 3-point line. Comes out front to Gasink. It's stabbed at by Rasmussen, unable to come away with it cleanly. Pass goes underneath Spencer. Spencer with a left hand up and down. Bailey Spencer with a 2-point basket. The 9th different player to score for the defenders here in this ballgame. And the defenders lead by 20, 37-17. 5:29 left to go in the half. Bale with it, and she travels. 37-17, Dort College leading. Nebraska Wesleyan's gone nearly 2 minutes now without a score. Dort College able to expand the lead. Wesleyan led once in this one. That was at 2-0. Gasink with the basketball. Brookice. Brookice with it. Comes left elbow to Spronk. Spronk, Gasink, Gasink, Brookice. Brookice gives it up. Left side, Spronk. Spronk looking back door. Instead drives the lane. Three players around her. Kick out. Brookice. Open three. Got it. Three-point basket. Kayla Brookice, her second of the day. And the Dort College defenders scorching the Nets. 40-17. First half of action. 4:55 left to play in this first half. Pass comes out to Shanahan. Shanahan crosses over, her shot off of the glass. Good from the right elbow. That'll stop the bleeding for the time being. 40-19, Dort College by 21. Into the front court is Brookice. Brookice, Bowen. Bowen on the right wing. Back over to Brookice. Brookice left side, Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing back to Bowen. Bowen, right corner, Spencer. Spencer with the basketball, Bowen. Bowen to Brookice. Brookice gives left elbow. Now dump it down low for Spencer. Her turnaround in the lane, no good. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Driving in. Left-handed runner is good by Peyton Everett. Not how you diagram it, but it finds the bottom of the hoop. Dort College leads 40-21. Bowen with the basketball. Nebraska Wesleyan trying to at least make it a little more manageable at halftime. And Brianna Spronk answers back, rattling one down from the left baseline about 15 feet out. Dort College leads 42-21. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Everett. Everett up front. Thought about the three-point shot. Instead passes on the perimeter. They give it up down low. Left-handed layup is good for Mallory Shanahan. Shanahan with 11. Dort College leads 42-23. 3:35 left to play in a fast-moving first half of basketball. Brookice, Bone. Bone left side, Spronk. Spronk for the basketball. Spronk out front, Gasink. Reverses right side, Brookice. Brookice, Spencer. Spencer powers it up. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. Saved in by Spencer. No, they say she stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. We'll reset the Dort College lineup in just a moment. We had substitutes check in. Shot by Bale, no good. Rebound taken down by Marish, and a foul called over the top on Mallory Shanahan. And that's team foul number 6 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Both teams will be in the bonus from here on out. Dort College inbounds it to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma brings it over to the left side of the line, of the floor. She's going to drive, picks up her dribble, kicks it out. Brookice. Brookice, 17-footer. Good. Kayla Brookice with 8 points. And the defenders lead 44-23. 2:45 left to play, first half. Pass comes left side, Rasmussen. Rasmussen spins into lane. That's her first basket of the day, averaging 16.8 points per contest. And the defenders lead 44-25. 2.5 left to go in the first half. They get it over to Cook. Cook with it at the free throw line. Kick out Bone. Bone sets, fires three. Off the heel, no good. Rebound out long. Taken away by Peyton Everett for Nebraska Wesleyan. She drives the lane, though, and it's stripped away from behind by Marish. Marish has it poked away, picks it back up, gets it away to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. So we approach the two-minute warning of this first half. Dort College leading 44-25. Right side pass over to Bone. Bone looking down low for Marish. Dump it down low, Marish. Marish on the block, and she's going to be called for traveling. Didn't see that one, but Marish gets called for the steps. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Brookice, Bone, Jelsma, Cook, and Marish on the floor for the defenders. O'Hamara gets it right elbow, and she promptly throws it away. For Nebraska Wesleyan, it's O'Hamara, Bale, Everett, Rasmussen, and Elvis. Dort College with the basketball after the turnover, leading by 19. Lob pass goes into Cook. Cook working against Elvis, puts it up, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Elvis. It'll be Dort College basketball. Gasing checks back into the game. Marish will check out. 1:37 remaining. Nebraska Wesleyan on defense as Dort College will trigger it in. This is Gasing. Gasing throws over the top. Finds Brookice. Brookice for the basketball. Brookice over to Cook. Cook into the lane. Gelsman. Gelsman muscles it up against Rasmussen. Bale. And her shot is good. Gelsman with seven. Dort College leads 46-25. Haven't even reached halftime yet in Dort College. Well on their way to their season average. Just over 60 points per ballgame. Nebraska Wesleyan travels with it on the far sideline. That's Janelle Bale. Bale travels with it. Another turnover by Nebraska Wesleyan. They've struggled with the turnover this afternoon. Pass over the top to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone with it across the timeline. Rasmussen guarding her there. 1:10 remaining till half. Left side pass, Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing gives it up. Spronk. Spronk over to Bone. Bone gives it up. Gelsman. Gelsman shovels it back outside. Spronk. Baseline jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan coming back the other way with a head full of steam is Rasmussen. Rasmussen down to the block. Her short jumper is good. Rasmussen with 4 points. Dort College leads 46-27. 43 seconds left to go in the half. Gelsma with the basketball in between the circles. 19 to shoot for the defenders. 14-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Sprock will step into a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bale. It'll be Dort College basketball. And the shot clock is off. 25 seconds left to go in the half. Dort College coach Craig Steensman says he wants one shot. Let's see if Dort College is able to fulfill that request. Pass comes out front. Cook. Cook backs it out to midcourt. She comes left side over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Cook. 15 seconds to play in the half. Cook with the basketball. Cook gives it back over to Gelsma. Gelsma will drive left hand. Dumps it off for Spronk. It's in the lane. 4 seconds left. Three. Bone at the buzzer. Off the heel. And it won't go down. Hung on the front of the iron and wouldn't drop through. We go to halftime. Our score, Dort College 46, Nebraska Wesleyan 27. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime, 46-27. The defenders 19 of 31 from the floor, 61.3%, 4 for 9 on three-pointers, 44.4%, 4 of 5 on free throws for 80%. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they're 11 of 26 from the floor for 42%, 1 for 2 on threes, 50%, and 4 for 6 on free throws for 66.7%. Rebounds are dead even at 14-14. Turnovers, Nebraska Wesleyan 10, Dort College with 6. Three different players have 8 points each for the defenders, while Nebraska Wesleyan's Mallory Shanahan tops them with 11. Back with a look at the individual statistics for the first half of this women's college basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leading at halftime, 46-27. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Individually, Dort College led today by Jamie Cook, Kayla Brookice, Brianna Spronk with 8 points apiece. 7 points for Jessica Gelsma off the bench. 5 for Caravan Dyke, 6 for Elise Marish, 2 for Kayla Gasink, and 2 for Bailey Spencer for their total of 46 points. Again, Dort College shooting 61.3% from the floor in the first half. Mallory Shanahan with 11 points for Nebraska Wesleyan, 4 for 5 from the floor. Take away her 4 for 5 afternoon thus far, though. She is just 7, the rest of the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves, just 7 of 21. Melissa Bennett has 6 points. Carolina Elvis and Shea Rasmussen have 4 points apiece. And Peyton Everett has 2 points. Kara Van Dyke leading North College with 3 rebounds. Kayla Giesink has a pair, as does Elise Marish. Nebraska Wesleyan's Mallory Shanahan has 3 rebounds. Melissa Bennett, Carolina Elvis, Queen Ohamara, and Peyton Everett all with 2 rebounds for the Prairie Wolves. Janelle Bale has 2 assists. Jamie Cook and Kayla Giesink have 3 assists each for the defenders. 2 assists for Danelle Bone and Jessica Jelsma. 2 steals for Elise Marish this afternoon. 4 different players have 1 steal each for Nebraska Wesleyan. 46-27, Dort College leading by 19 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up, well, let's tell you what's coming up on KDCR this week. The Dort College defenders will be on the road to Morningside this Wednesday. Women's and men's basketball on KDCR beginning at 6 o'clock Wednesday evening, followed by the men's contest at about 8 o'clock. 1 week from today, Dort College back at home, finally, for another home Saturday contest. Seems like it's been a long time coming. Dort College is scheduled to face the Briarcliff Chargers this Wednesday, Saturday afternoon. 1 week from today, 2 o'clock start time for the women, and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Part of what we do as we get into the season, as we begin to look at the conference standings taking shape and the scores taking shape. At halftime, women's basketball, Concordia leads Dakota Wesleyan 39-34. Mount Marty leads Midland at the half in women's play 37-26. Now, I don't have a report on Hastings and Briarcliff for that men's basketball game being played today, and, well, it just came in. It started at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Briarcliff defeats Hastings. Final score there, 74-58. So we can give Briarcliff a men's win this afternoon. Their women's game will be played second today. So Briarcliff now 10 and looking at the wrong standings there. Briarcliff now 9-3 in the conference, and 15-6 overall. They seem to have solidified themselves in that second and third spot with Northwestern. And then you've got a little bit of a gap as Midland and Morningside and men's play are both 7-5. Hastings is 5-8. So that men's game in Hastings completed with Briarcliff winning on the road. Women's game will start scheduled for a 3 o'clock start time in Hastings. Let's take one more break. We'll be back with second half action, Dort College versus Nebraska Wesleyan, right after this. College leading by 19 as we start the second half. Kayla Brookeis with the basketball picks up her dribble. Man-to-man defense applied by Nebraska Wesleyan. Ball tipped around and coming up with it is Bone. 20 seconds to shoot. Nearly thrown away. Brookeis with the basketball. Dort College not responding to the Nebraska Wesleyan pressure very well. And Coach Craig Steensma, who did not use a timeout in the first half, decides he wants to use one right now. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van Inklenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Ball's down on the floor and on the sideline, out of bounds, is Caravan Dyke. And the North College defenders come away from their first possession of the second half empty. And the North College defenders will play defense as Wesleyan brings it up. They go left elbow. Give it down low to Mallory Shanahan. Shanahan muscles it up. Missed it from point blank range. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook with the basketball on the left side. Back over to Brookice. Brookice comes right side. They get it into the corner to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball nearly travels with it. We're about a minute into the second half. Nebraska Wesleyan has really tried to amp up the defense. Cook with it on the left elbow. Back over to Bone. Bone, Brookice. Brookice gives left side Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball. Back over to Bone. Bone on the right wing. Kick out Gasing. Gasing steps inside for the 18-foot jumper. No good. Right wing. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. So Nebraska Wesleyan with an opportunity to build on the, well, cut into the 19-point lead, I should say. North College trying to match the defensive intensity. Pass left side, Bale. Bale to Alves. Alves working against Cook. Traveled. No call made. Shot in the lane. No good. Partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook with the basketball. Comes back over to Gasing. Gasing up the floor to Brookice. Brookice on the sideline working against Rasmussen. She'll drive right side. Kicks it back to the trailing Cook. Cook into the lane. Has it poked away. Picks it up. Gets it back over to Brookice. Brookice three. Rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Bennett. Bennett with the basketball. Bennett comes up the floor with the ball. She passes off to Bale. Bale on the left wing. 18-10 left to play in the ball game. Pass goes left side over to Shanahan. Shanahan to Elvis. Elvis rattles out the 15-footer from the left elbow of the lane. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it is Brookice. Brookice in between the circles out front. Her pass taken away. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan. The drive and the layup for Bennett. Bennett with 8 points. And the Dort College defenders lead 46-29. Wesleyan with the first points of the second half. Bone kicks it out. Gasing open three. Got it. 3-point basket. Kayla Gasing. She's got five. And the defenders lead 49-29. The two teams trade buckets to start the second half. Wesleyan a two off a steal. Gasing a three for for Dort College to extend the lead back to 20. Jumper over the top of Brookice that time by Rasmussen off the pull-up. She's got six. And the defenders lead 49-31. Pass goes into Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook spins. Her shot no good. That's scouted out pretty well. Blocked her off. And here comes Wesleyan with an opportunity to cut into the 18-point difference. Shanahan down on the right block. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Elvis. Elvis with the ball. Elvis picks up her dribble. She passes left side. Gets the return pass now. Shot up in the lane. No good. But a foul called on Kara Van Dyke. And Van Dyke has just picked up her third personal. Nebraska Wesleyan will be shooting free throws. And Shanahan will do the honors for Nebraska Wesleyan. Shanahan this afternoon, 2-for-2, now 3-for-3 on free throws. She's got another one coming. She's got a team-high 12 points. That's her season average coming into the contest. 49-32, Dort College by 17. Second free throw is up and good as well for Shanahan. She's got a baker's dozen. Dort College leads 49-33. Bone gets the pass from Jelsma. Bone in between the circles out front. Pass comes left side, Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Jelsma comes back to Marish. Marish with the ball. Comes back to Jelsma. Backdoor cut, Spronk. Leaner from 10. Good. Brianna Spronk with 10 points. Dort College leads 51-33. 16:15 left to play in the ballgame. Bale with the basketball. Bale passes it down low. Shot is up. No good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan, and it's tipped out of bounds by the defenders. Mallory Shanahan got the shot up. Couldn't get it to go, though. And Nebraska Wesleyan will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass over the top with the basketball is Bale. Bale comes back right side, Rasmussen. Rasmussen shot from the corner, no good, and a foul called over the back on Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to go on Elvis. Elvis whistled for a second personal foul. Kayla Gasink will inbound the basketball for the defenders. Elvis is out. Ohamara is in. Jessica Jelsma brings the basketball up the floor. She passes left side. Bone, bone, three, rattles it, no good. Rebound, Ohamara. Ohamara gives it up to Bale. Bale with the basketball. Bale comes left side, Rasmussen. Rasmussen into the lane, double teamed, loses it. It's down on the floor, picked up by Gasing. She shovels it off for Spronk. Spronk back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. Jelsma across half court. Jelsma looking down low. Marish gives it up. Spronk. Spronk left side over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone, Marish. Marish double team. Kick out back over to Bone. Bone three. No good. Rebound cleared out by Ohamara. Ohamara with the basketball. Gives it up. Bale. Bale into the front court. Bale comes right side over to Everett. Everett with it on the right wing. Everett comes back over to Shanahan. Shanahan back to Ohamara. Ohamara misses badly. Gets her own rebound back. Lays it up with the right hand. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. And Elise Marish, it'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Peyton Everett. Bone will check out. We'll get the Dort College lineup for you in just a moment. Well, let's do it right now. Brookeis, Jelsma, nearly stolen by Jelsma. It is stolen by Jelsma. She has a trailer. She's going to take it up, and she's fouled on the play by Rasmussen. Rasmussen whistled for the personal, and Jessica Jelsma will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 51-33, our score, Dort College by 18. So Jelsma puts up the right-handed free throw. First one, no good. She's got another one coming, 15 minutes remaining. And the ball game. Dort College 51, Nebraska Wesleyan 33. Second free throw by Jelsma is no good. And coming into contact with the basketball while she's on the baseline is Marish. So it'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Dort College by 18. Left side, Nebraska Wesleyan. Out front, Rasmussen. Rasmussen guarded by Gasing. Gets a ball screen. Gasing fights through it. Rasmussen won't give up on it. She's down to the baseline and has it stripped. Ball comes loose. Here comes Dort College and Jelsma. Jelsma with a head full of steam. Stops on the left wing. Now she's looking to pass it away. Gets it high post to Marish. Marish with the basketball tries to thread the needle, and it's taken away by Shanahan for Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Bale. Bale into the front court. She passes left side. Everett. Peyton Everett with it on the wing. Goes into the corner to Rasmussen. Rasmussen back around front to Bale. Bale gives it up. Free throw line jumper. Shanahan, no good. Rebound, Gasing. Gasing, Jelsma, Brookeis, Marish, and Spronk on the floor right now. That's going to change here shortly. Two Dort College players waiting to check in. 19 to shoot for the defenders. 14 minutes left in regulation. Right side pass comes over to Brookeis. Brookeis down to the baseline. Nothing there. Gives it back over to Spronk. Spronk into the lane. Two players around her. Puts it up. The turnaround is good. Brianna Spronk with 12 points. Dort College back up by 20, 53-33. So they've been able to weather the initial surge by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan came out, played some pretty tough defense for the first few possessions, but now 6.5 minutes into the second half, we've settled more into the pace that we saw in the first half. Shea Rasmussen is on the sideline out of bounds as she receives the pass. And Nebraska Wesleyan, I believe, wants a timeout. The head coach for Nebraska Wesleyan, Eric Jensen, well out on the floor that time. I thought he was calling for a timeout. He wasn't, evidently. Here come the defenders. Jelsma drops it off for Van Dyke. Van Dyke, short jumper in the lane, whispers it through. Kara Van Dyke with a soft touch. She's got seven. Dort College leads 55-33. Wesleyan pass comes right side. Wilson. Wilson out front. She goes right side. Rasmussen. Rasmussen with the basketball. Rasmussen, swing pass over the top, back to Wilson. Wilson gives it up, Ohamara. Ohamara gives right wing, Everett. Everett into the lane, nearly travels with it, gives it away to Bale. Bale back over to Everett, and Everett throws it over the top of the backboard on the turnaround shot. North College basketball. 12:54 left to go. Ball game, North College leading 55-33. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Right side basketball. Pass goes right side. Jelsma, Jelsma to Spencer. Spencer out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Spin move into the lane with the left hand. Off of the glass, hard cut. 9 points for Van Dyke. And the defenders have a two-dozen point lead, 57-33. Wesleyan basketball. Pass goes to the wing. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. She's stripped of the ball, though, by Bale. Get it back over to Peyton Everett. Everett gets the return pass. She'll launch a three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tip controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She lets traffic clear. Here come the defenders now. Bowen ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. She'll drive in, and she is fouled from behind by Peyton Everett. Well, Nebraska Wesleyan has tried to be aggressive on defense, but it has resulted in them flying to the basketball with too many players. That is leaving parts of their defense on the backside very exposed. Jelsma's first free throw is good. She's got 8 points. Another free throw coming. Also helps when the basketball is going in. For North College, the first half, they were making over 60% of their shots. Second free throw by Jelsma. Rattles no good. She's 1 for 4 today. Dort College leading 58-33. Bale with the basketball out front. Spin move. Gives into the corner. Rasmussen covered up quickly by Brookeis. Dumps down low. Ohamara. Ohamara working against Cook. Throws it cross court and throws it away into the pet band section. 58-33. Dort College leading by 25. Throwing it in will be Jelsma for the defenders. Wesleyan has 4 timeouts remaining. So we approach the midpoint of the second half. Go high post, Cook. Cook over to Jelsma. Jelsma in between the circles. Jelsma on the right side. She's going to penetrate. No, nothing there. Comes back over to Brookeis. Brookeis left side to Bone. Bone gives down low to Spronk. Spronk, 10-footer in the lane. Too hard off the glass. Gets her own rebound back. Lays it up with the right hand. Cook. Spronk with 14. North College leads 60-33. With it on the right side is Wilson. Wilson to Bennett. Bennett, 3, no good. Nebraska Wesleyan pass over to Ohamara. Ohamara, her dribble drive cut off by Jelsma. Now Jelsma gets the return pass. Wesleyan has scored just 6 points here in the first 9.5 minutes of the second half. Bowen with the basketball. Kicks it over to Spronk. Spronk, jumper, no good. There for the rebound is Jelsma. Jelsma laying good. Jelsma with 10. North College has opened it up to a 62-33 advantage. And Nebraska Wesleyan wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball, trailing 62-33, a 29-point advantage for the defenders, nearly picked off by Jamie Cook. Ball goes left side. Nebraska Wesleyan struggling here in the second half. Got new players in for Wesleyan. They've gone to their bench extensively here. Shot on the way, 3, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Danae Martin. It will be North College basketball. 5 players who I didn't anticipate seeing on the floor for Nebraska Wesleyan. 5 players from outside their regular rotation as we go past the midpoint of the second half. Left side pass, Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone gives inside Cook. Cook with it, back over to Bone. She'll set up 3 from the wing. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. So Wesleyan with the basketball. Emily Lines on the left wing. Nearly has it taken away, and she does have it taken away by Spronk. Here come the defenders. Back it comes over to Cook. Cook out front, Gasing. Gasing with the ball back over to Bone. Bone will put up another jumper. This one from inside the 3-point line, and she hits it. Danelle Bone with her first 2 points of the day. Indoor College leads 64-33, and the rout is on right now. Nebraska Wesleyan limited to 6 points here in the first 10.5 minutes of the second half. They came out, they tried to get after it defensively. Door College was able to withstand the initial surge, and since then it has gotten very, very difficult for Nebraska Wesleyan to do anything, it seems. Door College outscoring Wesleyan 18-6 in this half. On the floor for the defenders right now, Gasink, Bone, Marish, Spronk, and Jelsma. 64-33, Door College by 31. Left side pass for the basketball. Is Jelsma. Jelsma to Spronk. Spronk comes back. Right side. Gasink. Gasink to Jelsma. Jelsma, left-hander in the lane, is good. Jessica Jelsma with another two, and Jelsma has 12. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball, trailing 66-33. Driving right hand with it is Lines. Lines, jumper, no good. Rebound, Gasink. She's got a run out. She's got Marish open on the left. Two-on-two break. She'll stop. Pulls it out, sets it up. Right side, Bone. Another three, no good. Rebound, Marish. Marish, jumper in the lane, hangs on the rim, drops through. Elise Marish with the offensive rebound and the putback, and right now the reserves for Nebraska Wesleyan overmatched. 8:14 left to go in the ballgame. Door College leading 68-33. Wesleyan with the ball, left side Marshall. Marshall brings it to the top of the key, picks up her dribble, runs the pick and roll. They find Hostert underneath. Her shot no good. Door College off and running. They aren't getting back on defense. Here's Jelsma. No look pass over to Spronk. Spronk layup good. Brianna Spronk with 16. And the defenders just keep rolling along right now. 70-33. 7:40 remaining. New players waiting at the bench for both teams. Right side of the basketball is Danae Martin. Martin gets the return pass now, though this is Lines. Three-pointer put up and down. Three-point basket for Laurel Wagner. So Wagner, wearing number 35, gets the first points in a while for Nebraska Wesleyan. Shot no good. Door College back in the attack. Jelsma shot no good. Rebound controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan was outscored. Door College went on a 21-0 run before that three-pointer moments ago made it 70-36. At one point it was 49-33. So I've got to check my math. Yep, that's correct. 70-33 the next time Nebraska Wesleyan scored. So a 21-0 run by the defenders. Nebraska Wesleyan with the basketball. Elvis picks up her dribble. Goes right side back to Elvis. Elvis drives the lane, and we've got a foul called on the defenders. Kayla Adamson in the ballgame for the defenders at the last break, along with Bailey Spencer. 70-36, Door College. First free throw is up and good for Elvis. We've got another one on the way. One when it was 62-33, Door College had made 57.8% of their field goals in the ball game. Elvis makes both free throws, and the Door College defender lead is 70-38. Six for Elvis. Pass comes offside. Bone. Bone. Marish. Zone defense applied by Wesleyan. Right side, it goes over to Jelsma. Jelsma floats it over the top for Adamson. Adamson over the basketball. Adamson at the top of the key. She goes left side over to Jelsma. Jelsma's pass deflected, picked up by Nebraska Wesleyan and Bale. Bale comes left side over to Townley. Dump it down low. Elvis. Elvis tries to find Wagner. Wagner, kick out pass. Bale. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound taken down by Bone. Bone with the basketball to Marish. Marish gives it back to Bone. 6 minutes left to go in the half, in the ballgame for that matter. Door College leading 70-38. Upside pass on the way. Adamson, she drills the three. Kayla Adamson with the three-point basket. She's the 10th player to score for Door College today. And the defenders lead 73-38. 73-38, North College with this one in hand. Ball tipped out of bounds by Adamson. Brookice will check in. Jelsmo will check out. 5:37 remaining in the contest. Wesleyan led once this afternoon. That was at 2-0. North College answered with a three by Kayla Brookice, and they've not trailed since. Nebraska Wesleyan basketball on the right side, Townley. Townley gives to Elvis. Elvis with the ball. Elvis gives it off to Bennett. Bennett, three. Off the back iron, no good. Now reach in, foul called on Danelle Bone. So Bone whistled for the personal foul. And they're going to say that she was in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way is up and good for Brooke Podberg. Podberg makes the first one. She's got another one coming. 5:25 left to go. Second free throw, no good. Rebound cleared out by Spencer. Spencer over to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. 5:20 remaining. She goes right side over to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone to Adamson. Adamson gives left side over to Brookice. Brookice out front. Bone. Bone right side. Spencer. Spencer on the three-point line. Comes back left side over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Dumps it down low. Spencer. Her turnaround on the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Nebraska Wesleyan. Janelle Bale will bring it up. They go high post to Elvis. Elvis with it back over to Bale. And the ball tipped and controlled by the defenders and Marish. Marish looking for a guard. Gives it away to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice will bring it up. Gives it underneath Spencer. Spencer spins, and she is fouled from behind. Bailey Spencer will go to the free throw line now to shoot a pair. First free throw by Spencer, no good. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Spencer with a second free throw coming. She's a 63% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Missed them both, though. Spencer 0 for 2 from the free throw line on that trip, and the defenders lead 73-39. 4.5 left to go in the game. Emily Linus with the basketball. She goes left wing over to Shanahan. Shanahan to Linus. Linus with the ball. Linus to Shanahan. Shanahan kicks it into the corner. Return pass. Three on the way. No good. Rebound taken down, though, and put up and down by Melissa Bennett. Bennett with 10. North College leads 73-40. Pretty good defensive performance here in the second half by the defenders, though. 14 points allowed by Dort College, and with under 4 minutes left to go in the game, Jamie Cook travels with it. Bethany Hulse will check into the ballgame. So Bethany Hulse checks in, checking out Bailey Spencer. Ball nearly poked away by Bowen, picked up by Nebraska Wesleyan and Potberg. Potberg back over to Townley. Townley gives it up to Bennett. Bennett shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Cook. Cook very nearly steps on the baseline out of bounds. Instead fires it off to Danelle Bone. Bone goes for the home run pass over the top and misses. But it's tipped out of bounds by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be North College basketball. Ashley Hoster checking into the game for Wesleyan. 3:29 left to go in the game. Checking out will be Bennett. Adamson throws it in to Hulst. Hulst right side, Bone. Bone on the wing. Comes back over to Adamson. She'll let fly with another three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook, but an over-the-back foul called on Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook called for over-the-back on the rebound. That's foul number three on Jamie Cook. Team foul number five on the defenders in this half. Nebraska Wesleyan over the basketball. Pass comes right side. Potberg. Potberg Back to Hostert. Hostert down to the baseline. Shovels it out of the double team. Shot no good, but a foul on the play. And Ashley Hostert will go to the free throw line. And she will shoot a pair of free throws. 2:59 left to go in the game. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Second free throw is up and down as well. It's 73-42. Hostert with a pair of free throws. And the defenders come back the other way. Carolyn Reinders into the contest. Give it down low. Up strong with it is Jamie Cook. And Cook now has 10 points. And the defenders lead 75-42. 2:40 left to play in the game. Pass goes into the corner. We've got a three-pointer shot. No good. Rebound cleared out by Nebraska Wesleyan, though, after the missed shot by Hannah Marshall. Comes back over to Lines. Lines with the basketball. Now Marshall. Marshall, free throw line. Hostert. A three from the corner is good by Lines. 75-45. Dort College by 30. Pass over to Reinders, and Reinders was moving before she grabbed the basketball. And she has it go out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan basketball. Molly Van Ryan into the contest. Ryan, a 6-foot freshman from Mesa, Arizona. Reinders, by the way, a freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa. Pass goes high post. Shanahan. Shanahan dumps it down low, and a turnaround is up and good for Nebraska Wesleyan. And Hostert. She'll go back to the free throw line to shoot a pair as the foul call is against Van Ryan. Nikki Van Dyke into the contest for the defenders. Van Dyke, a 6-foot freshman from Sioux Center. She checks in. On the floor right now for the defenders will be Adamson. Van Dyke. Adamson grabs the missed free throw. Van Ryn, she's got it on the wing. Van Ryn on the right wing, comes back out front. Adamson, Adamson with the basketball. Adamson down to the right side, puts it up, off the back iron, no good. Rebound tapped by Van Dyke, picked up by Holst. Holst tries to fire it out front. Adamson comes up with it. Back over to Van Ryn. Van Ryn, 15-footer, no good. Rebound Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it up and has it blocked, out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Well, the referees had a conference, and I'm not sure what that was about. My guess would be making sure that the shot clock got reset correctly. Van Ryn to throw the ball in, gets it into Holst. Holst back over to Van Ryn. Van Ryn goes high post Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball underneath Holst. Holst fading away from 12. Good. Bethany Holst with a two-point basket. So Bethany Holst with the two-point shot. She's a 6'1 sophomore from Byron Center, Michigan for the defenders. Driving the other way is Adamson. Adamson will drive in, right-handed layup. No good, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Kylie Whitener waiting at the scorer's bench to check in for the final minute 12. If Adamson can make the free throws, first one by Adamson is good. Adamson with 4 points. And a second free throw on the way for Adamson. One's off the side of the iron, no good. A rebound taken away by Holst. Holst has it stripped, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 78-46 our score. Dort College leading by 32. Dort College will improve to 4-9 for the season in the GPAC. Whitener gets it. Whitener, nothing there. Comes back over to Holst. Holst will drive in, puts it up off the back iron. No good. Rebound controlled by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan into the front court under a minute left to play. Short jumper in the lane, missed it, no good. A rebound controlled by Reinders. Reinders has it stripped. Nebraska Wesleyan has the basketball back. Three-pointer launched from the top of the key is good for Hannah Marshall. Hannah Marshall hits the three. 39 seconds and counting. Out front, Hulst. Whitener, Whitener, right wing. Pass, cross-court pass tip. Van Ryn comes up with it. Reinders now has it tipped away. Picked up by Wesleyan. Tipped again by Hulst. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan driving the other way. Picking up the dribble. They get it back over to Wagner. Wagner into the lane. And she's called for traveling. 14.7 seconds remaining in this one. Dort College will send Nebraska Wesleyan to their sixth straight defeat. They're now 2-11, 5-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 8 seconds left. Whitener with it. 6 seconds. And Dort College will hold the ball, and that's how it'll end. Nebraska Wesleyan, 49. The Dort College defenders, 78. Dort College led 46-27 at halftime. Dort College rolls to the win, 78-49. This one decided in the first 10 minutes of the second half. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders win by a final score of 78-49 over the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves. The Dort College defenders trailed once in this one. It was 2-0. A three-pointer by Kayla Brookice made it 3-2. Dort College was off and running from there, outscoring Nebraska Wesleyan at one point in that run, 11-0, to go from down 2-0 to up 11-2. By halftime, Dort College had opened up a 19-point lead, 46-27. Second half, Nebraska Wesleyan scored the first of 2 points of the second half. Dort College answered with a three to make it a 20-point ball game, 49-29. Wesleyan scored back-to-back buckets to make it 49-33, and they would not score again until Dort College had 70 points up on the board. Dort College went on a 21-0 run to lead 70-33. 78-46, the final score. Reserves playing extensively over the final 5 or 6 minutes for the defenders. For Nebraska Wesleyan, it was mix-and-match time from the 10-minute mark on or so. As Coach Eric Jensen, looked like he got frustrated with his regular rotation of players, went to his bench extensively and never brought back some of his starters. For Dort College, big key to this ball game, limiting Shea Rasmussen. She lit Dort College up for 32 points in the first meeting of these two teams. She was limited to 6 points this afternoon and had very limited shot attempts as well. She was averaging 16 points per ballgame and was held to 10 points below her scoring average. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. By the way, those of you planning for the men's contest, we will not start that game until 4 o'clock this afternoon, so we will have about 30 minutes until the start of the men's contest. We'll resume the Wireless World wrap-up show right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders win by a final score of 78-49 this afternoon in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball play. And before we get to the numbers, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensman as the Dort College defenders roll to this 29-point victory. And, Coach, this one, it was good shooting in the first half, obviously, and 78 points for your ball club, probably one of the high points of the year. But this one basically won and lost. In terms of defense, your team played pretty good defense for at least 30, 35 minutes of this ballgame.
I thought you're exactly right. You know, the end got a little sloppy, but we, for the most, when the game mattered, we played really well defensively and really got after them. And, you know, that led to us being able to get some steals and tips and on the break. And, you know, we've been working at offensive efficiency, and I thought we were probably as good at that today as what we ever have been this year. And, you know, we're we're still playing a lot of young players, and so we need to keep better, getting better in terms of the offensive, being efficient and not having turnovers and getting the ball inside. And, you know, I thought, you know, Kara only played a few minutes with fouls and just kind of rest her when with a lead there. But, you know, Kara and Jamie really, really did well. And I thought Brianna Sprunk also and Elise also helped us both offensively and defensively today.
Shay Rasmussen, big ball game against you back in December. You limited her to 6 points, but almost a bigger number than that, I believe, is that you limited her to just 8 shots from the floor, and a pretty good defensive effort by your team on her today.
Right, and, you know, it's a team effort because there's a lot of times where she comes off multiple screens, and with 32 points at our place, she really hurt us coming off of different staggers and different, and, you know, we communicated much better. We helped much better. And I thought also, you know, we were just more ready in terms of Kayla Brookice and Kayla Gason did a phenomenal job. And just trading off, just one would go in and guard her, then the other one would. And, you know, they kind of liked that. So that was kind of a good thing for us. And for her to have 6 points, you got to like your chances if you can hold her to six.
Three players in double digits for your team offensively, led by Brianna Sprunk, 16 points. We've kind of been waiting for another game like this from Brianna Sprunk, where she knocked down some mid-range jumpers, but was also taking it hard on the baseline and able to finish.
Right. You know, we've changed her role just a little bit in terms of becoming more of a scorer in terms of catch and shoot, but also just on offensive rebounds and being much more of a passer. And it's taken her a little bit to adapt to that role, but she's getting better. You know, I don't know what she had for turnovers today. She had one, and then that's what we need. You know, if she's going to be a 3, 4, or 5 with just one turnover, that's what we need from her. And so I give her a lot of credit. She's very coachable, and she wants to learn. She wants to get better, but most important, she wants team success. And so, you know, we're just ecstatic to have a win today and to do it on Nebraska Wesleyan's home floor, and even to the point where, you know, they emptied their bench and said we're not getting it done today against this group. So, you know, that's really a good sign for us, and you know, we just have to continue to get better and hopefully build momentum for next week with Briarcliff and Morningside next week, Wednesday and Saturday.
Second consecutive game where you've really kept your turnovers under control. 20-14, you commit 14, they commit 20. The other good thing to see was you were able to hang in there rebounding-wise and end up with a +3 on the rebounding side. We didn't have that on Wednesday, and you and I both felt that probably played pretty big part in your team not being able to pull that one off. You got both things done today.
Right, the rebounding is always huge, and, you know, we were disappointed we couldn't out-rebound Mount Marty. We've been working on it, and we know it's effort and desire and hard, and, you know, I thought today we did a great job of that. Everybody that was in there went hard to the boards, and, you know, the other part of it is we only had 14 turnovers, but we did have 20 assists, and we did really, really push the ball. So, you know, those are things that we are encouraged by as coaches because we've been working on it for quite a while, and I think, you know, we're getting better every single day yet, and it's nice when it's reflected on the scoreboard.
Well, Monday you begin working against up-tempo and pressure defense. It's what you're going to see next week on the road with Morningside Wednesday. You alluded to that at home with Briarcliff 1 week from Saturday. A couple of stiff challenges for your team, but you're coming off, you're probably right now, it seems, playing the best. You're in the middle of the best stretch of basketball your team has played. So we'll see what you can do against some of the top teams, not only in the conference, but in the country this coming week.
Right. The two of the best teams in the country will be playing, and it'll be fun for us because we can really use those as measuring sticks, and they both play kind of the same style. So the preparation, you know, will be one time for two games for us next week.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you very much for your coverage, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma, and let's take a look at the numbers. Tell you what, let's take a break, and then we'll take a look at the numbers and see if we can track down some GPAC scores as well. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take a two-minute break and be back with more right now. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by grants from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. We continue on with the Wireless World postgame show. York College led at halftime in the women's game 46-27. They outscored Nebraska Wesleyan 32-22 in the second half. That, though, does not appropriately relay, I believe, the dominance by the Door College defenders in the second half when they went on that 21-0 run and limited Nebraska Wesleyan to just 6 points in the very early going of the second half. And then they finally were able to break through and get things going in the final 10 minutes or so to score 16 points. But Door College rolls up the win 78-49. Door College 33 of 62 from the floor, 53.2%, 6 of 18 on three-pointers, 33.3%, 6 for 13 on free throws, 46.2%. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 17 for 54 from the floor, 31.5%, 4 for 14 on threes, 28.6%, 11 of 16 on free throws, 68.8%. York College out rebounds Nebraska Wesleyan 38-35. Turnovers, Wesleyan 20, York College 14. Steals, York College 10, Nebraska Wesleyan 9. Nebraska Wesleyan had two players in double digits, led by Mallory Shanahan's 13 points. Brianna Spront topped York College with 16 points. Spront got there, 7 of 11 from the floor, 2 for 2 on free throws. 12 points for Jessica Jelsma, 5 for 6 from the floor. 10 points for Jamie Cook, 4 for 7 from the floor. Kara Van Dyke, 9 points, 8 for Kayla Brookice, 8 for Elise Marish, 2 for Bailey Spencer, 2 for Bethany Hulst, 4 for Kayla Adamson, 2 for Danelle Bone, 5 for Kayla Gasing, for the defenders, total of 78. For Nebraska Wesleyan, 13 for Mallory Shanahan, 10 for Melissa Bennett, 6 points each for Carolyn Elvis and Shea Rasmussen, 3 points each for Hannah Marshall, Emily Lines, and Laurel Wagner, 2 for Ashley Hossert, 2 for Peyton Everett, 1 for Brooke Puntberg, 3 for Emily Lines, and 3 for Hannah Marshall, for their total of 49 points. 78 points by the defenders marks the high point for the defenders offensively of the season. The defenders were led in rebounding today by Kara Van Dyke and Kayla Gasink with 5 rebounds each, 4 for Jamie Cook, 2 for Jessica Jelsman, 2 for Bethany Hulst, 4 for Elise Marish, 2 for Bailey Spencer. Nebraska Wesleyan's Melissa Bennett had 7 rebounds, 6 for Queen Ohamara, 5 for Mallory Shanahan. Kayla Gasink and Jessica Jelsma had 5 assists each for the defenders. Danelle Bone had 4, 3 for Jamie Cook. For Wesleyan, 2 assists for Janelle Bale, no one else with more than 1. 2 steals each for Mallory Shanahan and Melissa Bennett. While the Door College defenders had 3 steals each by Elise Marish and Jessica Jelsma, 2 steals by Kayla Gasing. 78-49 our final. The Door College defenders win by 29 in a game that quite honestly wasn't that close, as that one got blown up to a 30-point difference midway through the second half. And Door College rolls it up. 78-49 the final. Let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're about 15 minutes away from the start of the second game of our doubleheader. Waiting on one score to go final. Briarcliff and Hastings also underway, but that one is odd start time. That was a 3 o'clock start time, so we'll get that final midway through this men's basketball game in all likelihood. The scores that we do have, it was Dort over Nebraska Wesleyan 78-49, Concordia over Dakota Wesleyan 68-59, Mount Marty over Midland 72-63. Briarcliff has had Hastings. That one's underway right now. Morningside and Doan in Crete, and we don't have a report on that score as of yet in women's basketball. So that pretty well puts the punctuation mark on the end of the women's contest. We'll check in with those scores from women's basketball at halftime of the men's game as well. And that'll do it for our Wireless World postgame show. Once again, our final score in women's basketball. Dordt College defeats Nebraska Wesleyan 78-249 in women's basketball. Coming up, we'll set the table for the men's contest, and we'll get underway with the men's pregame show right after this. This is Dordt College Basketball on KDCR.